Hello, everybody, and welcome to C2 Sports. I'm your host, Carter Conroy, and this is the second installment of the new show. This is RMU Radio. And it was a big week in professional sports. We had the start of the National Football League season, big games in college football all around, and we're expected the same for the next several weeks. First, we're going to start off with a recap of week one of NFL action and some things to think about. Five things to remember from week one. And first, we're going to start out with the opening game, which took place in New England. It was Kansas City versus New England. And we know that the Patriots will not go 16-0. There were a lot of people that thought this could be the year for the Patriots to go undefeated throughout the entire season, and we know now that that is just not going to happen, as they lost 42-27 to the Chiefs, and it looks like the Chiefs could be the real deal. Their offense really went off this week. They have strong pieces all over the field on special teams, on defense, so they could be a very scary team in the AFC and a threat in the playoffs for sure. Kareem Hunt, the rookie running back, went for 246 yards from scrimmage total and had a monster game in his opener. Of course, he fumbled on the first play, and then after that, he had a fantastic game. Number two, it looks like a lot of teams were struggling offensively. Six teams in the NFL scored under 10 points in week one, including some offenses that we thought were going to be more than capable of putting up numbers on offense. And those teams are the New York Giants and the Seattle Seahawks. Both of those teams put up under 10 points. And there were four other teams that did so as well. But, I mean, we'll see if this can change in week two. It is week one. Some teams do tend to start slow. So we shall see throughout the rest of the season. It'll be interesting. Number three, the Raiders and the Eagles start strong with big wins against conference rivals. The Raiders' offense is for real. Their quarterback, Derek Carr, could very well be an MVP candidate. They have weapons at wide receiver. The impact of Marshawn Lynch at running back is going to really help them. And even on defense, they have some very strong players. Khalil Mack, who could easily be Defensive Player of the Year this year. And then also the Eagles. Carson Wentz, the second-year quarterback now, looked fantastic as well in week one. And the Eagles look like they're going to be a threat as well in the NFC. So it should be very interesting to see how these two teams play out the rest of their seasons. Now, number four, it is clear that the Browns are a much stronger team than last year. Of course, they took the Steelers in that game, and they only lost by three. 21-18 was the score. Of course, they were at home, but it is evident that it is not the same team that went nearly 0-16 last year. So the Browns, don't expect them to be a playoff team, but they're going to be competitive in some games this year for sure. And number five, Matt Stafford starts the season strong with four touchdowns in a 35-23 victory over the Arizona Cardinals. And I think it's important for Matt Stafford to start strong like that because he just was handed that massive contract extension, making him the highest paid player in the entire league. And I think he got a lot of criticism, and the Lions did, of course, for signing him to such a large contract, but he seems to be proving himself so far. And as in previous years, recently the Lions have been a good team in the fourth quarter. They've been a team that can come back and win from deficits, and that's exactly what they did in week one. And on the flip side, we have some bad news for Arizona Cardinals fans as their star running back, David Johnson, got hurt and will be out 2 to 3 months with a wrist injury. He has to get surgery, and he could miss a lot of the season this year. It's a huge loss for the Cardinals. Fantasy owners, I'm sorry as well, but it does happen every year. A major player like that gets injured in week one, and this year it just happened to be David Johnson, which is unfortunate for the league because of what a talent he is as a runner, and it's very unfortunate for Arizona. All right, and that's the week one recap with five things to consider after week one and some observations that I had made while watching some football. And now we'll look ahead to week two, and we'll do a little NFL preview. I got a couple games to watch that I circled on my calendar, and these are games that if you're not watching the Steeler game, if you don't have a particular rooting interest, then just turn these on if you're a football fan, because you're likely to see some star players in action and some competitive football, which is what everyone wants to see at the end of the day. So for number one, the Philadelphia Eagles playing the Kansas City Chiefs this week. This game takes place Sunday at 1 o'clock. And it's going to be a good game, I think, especially after both these teams' week one performances. The Chiefs really starting strong against the Patriots, and the Eagles beating a division rival in the Redskins. So I think this should be a very interesting matchup for week two. It's an NFC versus AFC matchup, and both of these teams have very solid defenses and quarterbacks that performed well in week one. Carson Wentz versus Alex Smith, of course. And I think all eyes are on the Chiefs. After their performance in the first game against the Patriots, you got to expect them to be a solid team for this year, and we'll see what happens in week two. And my second game to watch, the Dallas Cowboys against the Denver Broncos. And this game takes place Sunday at 4:25. This is another one of those games that could very well turn out to be a fun one to watch. The Dallas Cowboys played in a lot of very entertaining games last year, and I think the same will be said for this year as long as they stay healthy and some of their major players stay in the game. Ezekiel Elliott maybe stays and doesn't get suspended, but we'll see about that. But if so, you have that storyline where Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott versus the Broncos defense, which is always phenomenal, especially in the past couple of years. And Von Miller, who is a beast on defense for Denver. And this one is another NFC versus AFC matchup. So we'll look to see how that one plays out. And now my final one, I think this will probably be the best out of these three games, and is definitely hyped up to be the best. This one is the Green Bay Packers against the Atlanta Falcons. And this is a fierce NFC rivalry. Both of these teams met last year in the NFC Conference Championship. Of course, Atlanta winning that one, going on to play in the Super Bowl. And this is a playoff rematch, and I think it's the first time these teams are playing each other since the playoffs. I think it'll be a very fun game to watch. Both of these quarterbacks are elite for sure. Matt Ryan, of course, won the MVP last year. Aaron Rodgers has won himself an MVP before and is clearly one of the top five best quarterbacks in the league. Some would say he's the best. And this game takes place on Sunday night at 8:30 in prime time. So definitely look for the Packers and Falcons game. I think that one is going to be a lot of fun to watch. And now another game that I think could be a really good game, not even just locally here, but of course locally, it's going to be always a huge game when the Steelers are mentioned, But the Minnesota Vikings are taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh's home opener. And both of these teams had wins in their first week. The Vikings looked very strong against the New Orleans Saints on Monday night, and the Steelers came away with the victory and did what they needed to do against Cleveland. And this game takes place Sunday at 1. And I think it's going to be a challenge for both teams, of course. And it's an interesting matchup as well. You have that high-powered offense of the Steelers against the Purple Rain defense of the Minnesota Vikings, who were so solid last year and look to be very much the same this year. And Sam Bradford had a very good game, the quarterback for the Vikings, in week one. So did some of their other offensive playmakers like Dalvin Cook, the rookie running back, and the wide receiver, Stephon Diggs. So I think this is going to be an interesting week. Le'Veon Bell looking to bounce back after a tough matchup. Tough matchup this week. He didn't perform as well as most would have probably hoped this week. But Brown really took it to the Cleveland defense, putting up 11 catches for 182 yards against the Browns. But he's likely to be covered by Xavier Rhodes, which should be a very big challenge for him. Last year, of course, Rhodes was a huge shutdown corner. Shut down some of the best receivers in the game, including Odell Beckham Jr. And I think this is going to be a really entertaining game as well, even if you're not a Steelers fan. But if you are a Steelers fan, you should definitely tune into this game. And now, I'd like to go ahead and throw in a couple of college games to watch for this weekend. Not as big as there aren't as many big games as last weekend, but there are still a few that could be very, very interesting, very competitive. And the number one game I have is very much so. The first game I circled was number 3 Clemson at number 14 Louisville. And this one's Saturday night at 8 o'clock. There's going to be a solid quarterback battle. You got the new quarterback for Clemson, Kelly Bryant, who is looking a lot like last year's quarterback for Clemson, Deshaun Watson. And some would argue that he might even be a better runner than Watson was. And then you have, on the other hand, Lamar Jackson, who, if you don't know, was the Heisman winner for best college football player last season. And he's really picking up where he left off as a quarterback, starting extremely strong. He's averaging 6 touchdowns a game. Last week he had three passing touchdowns and 3 rushing touchdowns. And this man is a monster on the offensive side of the ball for Louisville. And he's a defensive nightmare. So I think that game is going to be a lot of fun to watch. It'll be interesting to see if Louisville can take down Clemson. They lost in their game last year, but they were two different teams. So it should be very interesting. And I like Louisville for this game. Watch out. I think Lamar Jackson is going to have another huge year and can very easily contend, if not win, the Heisman Trophy again this year. And then the second game, this one's more of a local one as well, but it's also a big matchup. Number 9 Oklahoma State takes on Pittsburgh at Heinz Field. This one's taking place Saturday at 12, and this one's going to be a huge test again for the Pitt Panthers as they take on another top 10 ranked opponent in the second straight week. Of course, they played Penn State this past weekend and lost 33-14. So not as bad of a beating as some people might have thought. I thought it would be a close game, but Penn State clearly a much better team this year than last year. But also, I think Pitt was a lot better last year than it is this year. But nonetheless, it's going to be a very tough matchup for the Panthers. Oklahoma State's quarterback, Mason Rudolph, has been really good so far in the first 2 weeks. The Oklahoma State offense is looking very strong. They put up points. And, yeah, like I said, I think this is going to be a fun game to watch. And it's going to be a very important game for Pitt, but also for Oklahoma State. And now we're going to turn it over to talk a little bit about some Robert Morris University football, as they have a huge game upcoming this weekend. Of course, it is homecoming weekend here at Robert Morris, and the big football game takes place on Saturday at 3 o'clock. There are a bunch of games, sporting events going on this weekend that I'll get to later on in the show, but the primary one that I think a lot of people are going to be interested in is this football game, and Virginia Military is coming, that's VMI, is coming to Robert Morris. Again, this game is Saturday at 3. VMI is 0-2 to start the year. Robert Morris, of course, 1-1 after winning in week one and then losing to Youngstown State last week. And I think this should be a good game for both teams. Should be competitive. I think it's going to be a lot of fun as well. And RMU could get off to their second straight home win if they do win this. And now that we talked a bunch about some NFL football, college football, since it is that time of year, I think we're going to move into some Major League Baseball, which hasn't been brought up yet on this show. And I think it's a good time to do it. Just about 17, 18 games left for a lot of these MLB teams. Most of them are solidifying their playoff spots. Most of the better teams already have their division lead locked in for the most part. And a very interesting thing is going on in the Major League Baseball, in the Major Leagues, with two teams. Of course, on one hand, you have the Los Angeles Dodgers that, as of yesterday, were on a 10-game losing streak. Of course, the Dodgers still had a record of 92-52 with 18 games left, and they are first in the National League West, but of course they've been on a 10-game losing streak and have had to battle some injuries as of late. On the other hand, you have the Cleveland Indians, who are on a 20-game win streak as of last night, and just tied the 2002 Oakland Athletics for their streak of 20 games, which is just phenomenal. And of course, their record now, 89-56, with 17 games left, and they are first in the AL Central. So these teams have the first and second best record. The Dodgers have the first best record, and the Indians have the second best record in all of the major league, in all of the major leagues. And my question is, who is more likely to win the World Series? These are two teams that are some of the favorites to go all the way to the World Series, and you could easily see either of these two teams at least making it, if not winning, the World Series this year. And with my gut, even though they are on a 20-game win streak, and you just think maybe they're going to run out of gas at some point, maybe 20 wins in a row is too much, they should just take it easy. But I still think the Cleveland Indians are more likely than the Dodgers to go this year. And I think a lot of it tends to be from experience. Of course, they went last year going up 3-1 in the World Series before losing to the Chicago Cubs. And I think the Dodgers have not proven anything in the playoffs in the last several years. They have injuries to major players, including some of their pitching staff, which was so dominant earlier on in the season. And don't get me wrong, I could see both of these teams going, and I'd like to see a matchup like this. But I do think it's going to be the Cleveland Indians who are more likely to go to the World Series. And now another hot topic from the MLB. A guy from the Miami Marlins. You might know his name, Giancarlo Stanton, who is just a monster of a human being with 54 home runs this year so far. They have 17 games left in the season, the Marlins do. So, do I see him hitting 60 home runs? What about 61, which was the original home run record by Roger Maris way long ago? Maybe 73. I think 73 is unattainable at this point, probably. But I do see him getting more than 61. And if he does get more than 61, do you consider that? Do you consider him being the home run king? Because we know that Barry Bonds, of course, holds the record for most home runs in the season with 73. And we know that he was taking some steroids during that time. So, if Stanton does hit 61 or more, would you consider that the best season ever by a home run hitter? And I think that's a very interesting question to pose. We shall see. I think it'd be very, very impressive if he does hit 61 or more. And I could definitely see that happening. So that'll be interesting to see. In a couple weeks, we can return to that and see if that does play out in how people will recognize his accomplishments. And now, to close off the show, as I like to do, and as I'm going to keep doing throughout the duration of this show, I want to preview some RMU home games this weekend that anyone can go to, and that would be great things to do if you're not going already, to definitely consider going. And of course, the one I talked about earlier, VMI versus RMU in football, that's Saturday at 3. Then we also have our men's soccer team playing the same day. So this game is Bucknell at RMU. Saturday at 4. And then women's volleyballs has 3 games this weekend. Middle Tennessee on Friday at 1:30. Penn Friday at 6:30. And then Rutgers on Saturday at 12:30. So definitely a lot of options for you this weekend. Definitely go out and watch some of these teams. It's definitely going to be worth it. Division I sports. So, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a great and safe homecoming weekend. I'll see you next week. This was C2 Sports with Carter Conroy on RMU Radio. Thank you.